This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
With Britain leaving the EU, so too could English, the language. That's what the head of the European Parliament's Constitutional Affairs Committee is now signaling. Each country picks one official tongue. Great Britain is the only one to have selected English. In Ireland, it's Gaelic. Sally Hership says more.
Trying to do business internationally can feel like working on the Tower of Babel, but there is a common fix.
If you're in a cafe in Zurich with a Argentinian business person doing a deal with an Icelandic person and then someone from Ghana, they're speaking in English.
Andy Malinsky teaches international management at Brandeis' International Business School. But if the EU nixes English, it could have some benefits.
In some ways, you could say it's actually now a fairer playing field. When the UK was in the EU, they were the native speakers of English, and everyone else, in some ways, was a secondary speaker.
No matter what language you speak, the message behind the EU's threat to get rid of English is pretty clear. Mauro Guillen teaches international management at Wharton.
There's a lot of countries in Europe that are a little bit angry at the British government for having organized this referendum and having lost it.
And both Guillen and Malinsky say, regardless of what the EU does, the international business world will continue to speak English. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.